Guest analyst this afternoon, Don Rose, president of U.S. Commodities. Don, we had a nice end of this week here in this grain market.
Yeah, you know, this is the first real week. Of course, this time of year it happens, but we're in a weather market, no doubt about it. You know, we're not only watching our wet weather here, slow plantings in the corn belt area, but we're watching the wet weather that we're having in southern Brazil, the dry weather in northern Brazil, the dry weather in Russia, Ukraine, and the disease problems in Argentina. So bottom line is we broke out to upside on the chart patterns. Charts look more positive than negative right now. Funds are caught short, and we had a lot of buying in our first real weather week of the year.
Yeah, it looked like we had a lot of new long positions come back into this market, too.
Yeah, you know, that's it. You'd think with the funds short that you would see that the open interest, in other words, a gauge, you know, that getting out of their positions. Well, what you saw really is open interest went up. So you're right. We had new buying come into the market, you know, probably end user covering to a certain degree. But, you know, that's a positive, you know, and it helped drive the market up. But kind of what socked the low in the market, which it does so often, Randy, is we had first notice day deliveries. Deliveries were large on soybeans, record large on soy oil that and wheat, and that kind of socked in the negative news, and then we started looking at the weather.
Yeah, for sure. Livestock side of things, kind of two-sided.
Yeah, you know, I think when you look at the cattle market, first of all, it's one of those that, you know, we're trying to shrug off the avian flu issue. You know, we from a demand standpoint was a concern, and I think when government came out and tested you know, the ground beef samples, no, all negative. That was a positive to the market. That kind of socked in a low on the beef market. Demand still continues to be just sluggish, Randy, and packers losing about $100 a head. The carcass weights, about 30 pounds over a year ago, that's a big deal. That's about 4% slaughter right there, production. So, you know, that's a big deal. Hog market continues to kind of just drift lower, you know, getting a bit oversold. So, you know, maybe we hit some value on the pork.
Can the packers sustain that negative margin for a while?
Well, you know, I think if you look at it from the feedlot standpoint, they say, well, they had plenty of profits before, so can they continue here? But I think the real issue, Randy, is the packer knows that down the road he's going to have to fight for smaller numbers. For example, feeders outside of the feedlot versus last year down 4%. So there's just not the feeders out here. And as we go forward, once we work through this, we're going to get into tighter supplies. It's going to be down to the demand. So I think that's what Packer's looking at is numbers going to shrink. Let's get beef while we can around us.
Okay. Anything else we should be aware of we're talking about here?
Well, you know, I think we just have to keep your eye on the sky, first weekend of weather, and, you know, watch some of these outside geopolitical as interest rates continue to stay firm.
U.S. Commodities President Don Rose.